I'm Benjamin Davis, a singer, guitar.
And Sebastian Schultz, drummer in Bad Things.
Oh, and who's going to speak for Irene?
I can do that.
So this is all pretty new, and yet it's part of a pretty long journey involving, let's see, the list I have is a hurricane, a stolen van, and a four-song demo. Not necessarily in that order. So can you compress a couple of years into a few minutes starting in the attic for me?
I'll start on the attic. Just about 3 years ago in Cincinnati, in my house, I have a little attic where I have some space to myself, and I started tracking out some songs with MIDI orchestration and sampling and a lot of live instruments and just a lot of experimentation, trying to figure out how I wanted to hear the songs I was working on. I was all by myself. I didn't have a band. So I recorded a handful of songs by myself, and I played one solo performance in Northside in Cincinnati, which is my neighborhood. After I played that show, I thought that I should work on more songs. That's irrelevant. I'm working on more songs a few months after this first show, and someone recommends that I play with Sebastian. So unsure of other people's work ethics and being very cautious, I called him, brought him in one day, and we tried to play together, and I thought that my orchestral arrangements that I do was a very interesting kind of juxtaposition with the way he plays drums, which is very intense and dramatic, and he goes all over the place, and I thought that was a very interesting combination, and we kind of took off pretty quick from there. You know, we played our second show in Cincinnati, and we were opening for a band called Snowden from Atlanta. Their tour took them on to New York, and they told some of their friends that run blogs and labels, and you know. So after our second show, we had people writing about us, people calling us, inviting us to play showcases, and we had labels asking for material, and that turned into one label, two label, three label, four labels, more and more blogs, and more shows in big cities and high profile things, and eventually we decided maybe we should make a record. We made the record, and about 3 months after that, we had a record deal, and here we are. Well, I don't know if Sebastian remembers this moment, but I do remember we were sitting at my house, and I got this email from a person who is now a very good friend of mine who offered us this show at this showcase in New York, and we'd only played two shows at this point. And there was this very surreal moment of surprise. We're like, really? Already? And you know, Sebastian's a much more affected person than me, in that something good happens, he gets happy. Something bad happens, he gets sad. I'm kind of always the same. But he was like, yeah, he's jumping around like, that sounds awesome. And I'm just like, I was surprised, yeah. And, you know, by the time we got there, you know, clearly you're not surprised after a month of it. But yeah, there was that moment where it came and we were both like, whoa, that was really, really fast. And everything else has been equally fast. So I guess it all fell on that one moment, that one email. And then we realized that things might move fast.
I love this quote that's in your bio, and it's just, and then I'm going to get to kind of the how you're making this work. Because the quote says, if we play our cards right, people won't blink our entire set. And that sound guy who didn't care to even ask me my name will be blitzing me with questions about how two nerds made that happen. So does that relate to your concept of endurance equaling success?
That quote is a old Latin family motto, but it means by endurance we conquer is the quote. And I think the premise of it is that, you know, the difference between the people that make it and end up doing what they want to do and the people that don't are just the people that keep pushing forward. And you know, a lot of it has to do with music, but a lot of it also has to do with work ethic and finding the right people that you want to work with or that you are able to work with. And with Ben and I, musically, we are very different, but we're also very similar. And we meet in the middle, oddly enough, and we both have a work ethic and a drive and a desire to develop our careers in a particular way. And so yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it, as much of it, there's much of it that does have to do with just with enduring. And you know, we were both in previous projects that we took very seriously. Multiple projects that we all took very seriously, and it brought us to the point where we were both in Bad Veins together. And it's one of those things that either you keep pushing forward, or you, or you stop and you know, and then that's the end of it. So I think Ben and I were the only two people out of our both previous projects that kept going, and now we're here. So maybe just, you know, that speaks volumes about about our work ethic or how badly we wanted it.
Speaking of the work ethic, this record is, and I mean this in a nice way, it's a real mutt, because you did it in Cincinnati, a church in Kentucky, then at Black Iris in Richmond, Virginia. So you gave a real lot of thought to the combo of lo-fi and layered production, didn't you?
Well, I think that we listen to a lot of different kinds of music, and we do love a lot of those lo-fi records, and we love a lot of those hi-fi records. We both like pop. We both like old punk. Like, we like all kinds of different sounds, and I think that you find something charming about all of those things, and you kind of pull them all together unintentionally, and you know what you end up doing might be a hybrid of those things if you're lucky, in a good way.
But let's talk about Irene for a second. She carries a lot of weight in the live show, and it's totally ironic because I wrote this question before I heard this, but Irene's is an old lady, and Irene, of course, we know is the old pioneer reel-to-reel deck. When I wrote here, is there a backup if she gives up the ghost? And I understand the other night she did give up the ghost. Is that true?
Well, there's a small motor and one of the many moving parts that needs replaced. We were in Phoenix, and I think the heat got to her. So we're going to replace that part and keep her going. But we do have a fill-in. And
the fill-in. Who's the fill-in?
Her name is Rita, we've established.
What is Rita?
Rita is another Pioneer tape deck.
Oh, really?
Who looks almost identical.
So Rita was on stage tonight? That was Rita?
Yes. Irene has wood paneling on the side. Rita has black paneling on the side and a handle on top.
Some people collect synthesizers. You collect just the right tape deck to make sure that the heads. Do you align the heads to make sure that, or is that just part of the fun of the sound?
I haven't had to yet. I've been lucky enough to buy some that have been refurbished professionally, but no, we haven't had to do that yet. But it looks like I might get that done when I get Irene repaired.
So now on Afraid, I noticed, do you have a favorite kind of phone? Is that a Bell Princess, or did you audition different phones?
No. Actually, my original idea was to get the kind of phone that sits on the shell, and it might be sitting on my keyboard, and at one point I would pick it up and sing into it like you would. So I went to an antique mall, and I saw the one that I have now, the kind that mounts onto a wall. So I mounted it onto this flower box I have, and then I started singing through it more and more, and then I kind of evolved where I only sing it now like a little bit, a song and a half or so. So I just take it off and mount it onto my mic stand now. But no, I've got another one at home in Cincinnati just in case this one breaks. You never know, those things are old weird plastic stuff. So I'm trying to be safe and having another. But no, it was just by chance I found that one, and it worked great.
So does it surprise you? And you've had a lot of luck with, you know, back to Alex and other people, you've had a lot of luck with syncs.
I don't fancy ourselves as like a mind-blowingly, you know, original sound or anything. But, you know, we've got a particular thing, I think, that's not exactly like everyone else. And you know, the people that do music supervision and the people that are in those roles are just like us. They're just music lovers, and there's just as good of a chance that they'll like it as the guy that lives across the street. So we've been lucky getting it in their hands, or it ended up in their hands by friends. But no, I mean, who knows? We've been lucky that they like it. We've been lucky anybody likes it.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich.